live to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Stacey Elgin. Thanks so much for checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. As we have been listening to, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is now charged with lying under oath about an alleged affair with his one-time chief of staff. She's been charged as well. Now, both face conspiracy, perjury, obstruction of justice, and other charges. The Wayne County prosecutor made the announcement this morning. The perjury charge alone could put Kilpatrick behind bars for 15 years. If convicted, Kilpatrick could also be removed from office. He has said he will not resign and says he expects to be vindicated. More than 100 firefighters are on the scene of a fire at a five-story condo complex that's being built near Los Angeles. The fire is burning on the top floor, but fire officials believe the structure will likely be a complete loss. So far, there are no reports of injuries or deaths. In Iowa, police found the bodies of a woman and four children in Iowa City's East Side. Police are looking for a man who lives at the house named Stephen Supel. Police say he may have crashed the family's van a few miles away and been killed. The vehicle caught fire, so they are having a tough time identifying it and its occupant. The new parliament in Pakistan has elected a new prime minister who's already defying President Pervez Musharraf. Yousuf Jilani was a former top aide to slain opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Opposition parties swept the parliament in last month's elections and now have a two-thirds majority. Jilani's first step as prime minister is to seek the immediate release of judges detained by President Musharraf. The space shuttle Endeavour will undock from the International Space Station later today. It's been a long and productive mission. Endeavour's astronauts completed a record 5 spacewalks. Now, most were devoted to assembling an expensive robot designed to help with chores outside the station. The shuttle is scheduled to return to Florida Wednesday night. And that's a quick look at what's making news for you this hour. Do be sure to stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.